Dudes, this is so exciting. I've got a pet. I don't have no idea what that dog ever thinks, except when it cocks its head on the side. I know the dog's trying to say, "Hey, what you doing? What you doing?" So to answer some of these questions, we have Australia's best pet psychic now at your disposal to use as you wish. Amanda DeWarren joins us right now, a medium who communicates with animals that are alive, passed over, or missing. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Now, if you could just give us a little bit of idea, we're so super excited about this. What kind of situations can you help with?
Gosh, all situations, whether it's bad behaviour or whether it's healing or missing, or they just want to know what's going on with their dog, sick pets, all kinds of things, whatever's going on with your pet. And it doesn't have to be the pets that we have every day. I also work with a lot of zoo pets and also a bit of sea life as well.
Oh, sea life. So people forget about sea life. They focus on dogs too much. Amanda, I'm going to take the opportunity to have a chat to you about my little lady. Is that all right?
Yes, with attitude, yes.
Her name is Honey and she's a rescue greyhound. And she's been moving around a lot lately because we've been...
I was going to say to you, it feels like she's been shifting a lot from house to house to house. And, yes. And it feels like... But you're just about stopping where you are at this point, aren't you?
Yeah. We're settling in.
I feel like... And she's very cheerful. She's a very cheerful dog. It's like she just... All she wants to do is make you happy.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's very... Has she got a little bit of a problem with one of her legs as well?
She does. She has arthritis in her back leg.
Yes, because I felt pain in her back legs because she's showing me a lot of pain in her back legs. And she's saying, I'm struggling to walk at times.
Are she okay, though?
It comes and goes. She's not really that old, though, is she? What is she, about four
Ash
or five?
Is tearing up.
She's a bit older.
I'm so sorry. I make everyone
seven.
Cry. It's my job.
Because I worry about her back legs because we have
of
stairs.
Course.
And when she goes up and down the stairs, I worry.
And that's what she's talking about. She's talking about her back legs and she's saying, it's okay. I'm having good days and bad days, but I know you love me.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I know
be okay
she struggles with
the
back legs. Look, she's fine. I do a lot of healing on animals, but she really needed her mum to know about the back legs because that's the first thing I picked up on. It's, I love you so much, mummy. I know you're doing everything. Are you doing some like alternative medicine on her at the moment?
I give her massages and I look up on the internet
I was just about to
how
say
to do
healing.
Dog massages.
Yes, because she's talking about the healing thing that you're doing, the alternative. And I was actually going to say it feels like massage or something. She said, oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
I love it.
I hope she likes it because greyhounds don't give a lot of emotion.
Does.
So when I do it, she just stares at me. I'm like, does she even like the dog massage that I'm learning how to do off YouTube?
You're actually doing really well with that.
Thank you, Amanda.
I'm going to send her some healing as well. So,
thank you very much.
But she's absolutely gorgeous. Please go and give her a big hug.
I will.
She's not one of these dogs that wants to race.
No.
Okay.
Lazy lady.
Yeah. No. She had no intention. It's like you say, what? What do you want me to do? Yeah. No. Yeah. Talk to the paw.
Oh, well, I want other people to experience the relief I feel right now, guys. That was so amazing.
Kara,
I'm so sorry to make you cry. I hope you got the tissues out.
No, that's okay. Kara in Sutherland. Kara, there are so many people calling through on 131060. So you've done well to get through. But Amanda DeWarren, Australia's premier pet psychic. You've already seen what she can do. She's here. Take it away.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, Amanda. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, thanks. Darling, how can I help you and your baby?
So I have two, but I'm more curious about one. So his name's Knox and he's very handsome. But we have a bit of a behavioural issue where he
is he getting a little bit
a
aggressive? I feel like he's got an underlying fear. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I felt like there's an underlying fear. And it seems to come out as, like, he's not showing aggression, but I feel this, yes, because there's a fearfulness around him as well. Has he missed another dog? I feel like there's another dog that's passed over. Is that right?
No, he's a cat, but...
a cat. I'm sorry. Who's the dog keeps coming through? A dog passed over.
I've never had a dog, but he may have had a dog previously. He's a rescue.
Okay, that's what he's trying to show me. Yes, because I feel a dog and a dog keeps coming through and connecting to this cat. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be really quick here. But the cat, he's very fearful at times, but the dog was what he was connected to for a long time and that's what he's missing. He's telling me about the dog. So he's gone to several different homes, has he, so far, the cat?
Yeah.
Yes, because he said
he's
many,
been
many
with me
homes.
For a few years.
Yes, but he had a dog that he was very connected to that dog has passed over and it's trying to connect to him. So he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's all noisy and kind of cries out, does he?
Yes, people think I have a crying baby, but it's not a baby. It's my cat.
That's what he's showing me, the crying out. It's the dog that's passed over that comes to him and he senses that dog at night.
I know, sorry to cut in. I know it's very technical and I know there's a lot going on, but, you know, we've got so many calls coming through. It's so busy.
I'm sorry. But anyway,
so we just have a little tip for Cara. That would be, okay, so a little tip for Cara, something she can do perhaps, Amanda?
I tried to remove the dog so that Cara, and this has happened many times, so that your cat can actually get some peace.
Great stuff. All right, look, as I say, so many. Try and get through. 131060, Amanda DeWarren is here. She's here. Please try and do it now. So, MC?
Yep, we're going to go to Natalie here as well.
Oh, we're going to Natalie's question. Yep. Okay, great. Okay, Natalie.
Hello.
Natalie. Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
Good, darling. How can I help you?
I'm ringing up about my beloved dog, Brutus. Sorry, I'm going to cry. Yeah, he passed away about 18 months ago. You had him for almost 14 years.
You had to put him to sleep, did you?
No, we didn't have to put him to sleep. He actually passed away.
I feel like it was quick. It felt really, really quick with him. Yes, because I feel you weren't expecting this. This was very sudden and you weren't expecting this. And he said he went downhill really fast. He said he didn't suffer.
Okay.
I just felt like his whole body shut down. Was there like an impact or something or come to some kind of a gone?
He literally just coughed and then he was gone.
Oh,
that's what he's showing me. I'm feeling gone. That's what he's showing
me. Exactly
and he was perfectly okay beforehand.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah. He wasn't that old though. But he said to tell you, I didn't pass. Did they think I didn't suffer? Did they think it was some sort of a stroke or a heart attack or something?
Yes,
because I'm picking up on stroke. Or heart attack.
Okay.
It was that quick. He didn't suffer.
Yeah.
You know what, darling? Okay. They go on loving us. Even 70, 80 years down the track, I've done communications with people that have lost animals 70 years ago and they still come through. They love us unconditionally, even though they're not physically here. He did not suffer.
Okay. Lots
of
people calling.
That's amazing. Oh. Absolutely amazing.
Ash, you okay? You all right?
I love animals so much.
If you've got a question for Amanda DeWarren, she's Australia's leading pet psychic, now is the time to call. We play more music when you wake up after 9. More chances to guess our secret sound. It sounds like this. You tell us what that is. You are $104,000 richer, Grant.
Yes, we've got Australia's best pet psychic, Amanda DeWarren, with us today, who's answering your questions. And we've just heard from a couple of callers about ghost pets that are haunting their current pets. We've got some more callers to get through now on the line. Ash?
Fiona from Sutherland, you've got a dog, Harrison. What would you like to know?
Hi. I've had my rescue dog, Harrison, for 10 years, and we're best buds, as close as that can be. I've just brought a second dog into the home, and he's just not quite himself. I want to make sure he's okay with that. He's all right with me bringing a second young pup into the home.
He seems to be okay, but I think the pup's energy is not on the same level as his. These two dogs seem to be completely different, conflicting personalities.
They certainly are.
Yes, because I'm feeling like your dog is saying, well, you know, you brought this dog into the house, but he's not on the same level as me and we don't really connect that well. But,
so what
but
can
your
she do?
Current dog, well... All I can do is help the both dogs to get to the same level, and that's what I actually do because the older dog, there's not so much about the jealousy thing, it's just about the whole energy level of the new dog. There's a lot of negativity around the old dog, and the rescue dog before is trying to fathom out what this dog is about.
Great. It's like housemates. When you find a housemate off the internet, you move in, you don't like each other. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Janet now in Toongabie. Janet, you've got a horse. What's the problem?
Hi, guys. We bought the horse at Christmas time for my daughter, who's been having riding lessons for about 2 years now. But she's thrown my daughter off a couple of times.
I was going to say, it just kind of felt, I went, when you were talking and I'm thinking, okay, this horse has, it's like I'm the boss, always has been the boss. You're not the boss of me. I'll tell you when I've had enough. Unfortunately, this horse goes from really, really sweet and then all of a sudden I'm going to throw you off within like seconds. Your daughter's energy is not strong enough for this horse, and I don't mean that as an insulting way, but this horse I don't think is really going to change much at all. It has a lot of emotional problems and social problems with humans, and you find that a lot with animals. I think retraining this horse would do a lot of good. But
is that helpful, Janet?
Yeah,
it is actually, because, you know, we've sort of been checking things off. So, you know, we've had her feet done, you know, we're having a dentist
It's not a physical problem. It's an emotional problem with her. And it's almost like bipolar. Like she's good
bipolar
1 minute, and then the next minute it's like bang.
Sounds like
gone.
It. Amanda DeWarren, I mean, the people, many people are still trying to call through that the lines are
full. I'm sorry, everyone. Just go
but
to my
if you want to book a reading, a you idea. Can go to amandadewarren.com. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you guys for having me. I really, really enjoyed it. And as I said, it's all about the animals, it's not about me.
Thank you, Amanda. 8:34 today, FM Breakfast.